is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
To ascertain the south of France, summertime, Simon Constable, writing for distinguished publications such as Barron's and the Wall Street Journal, reporting now on the south of France and why it remains in English literature the ideal place to spend the last decades of your life, contemplating why you left Mother England. Simon, a very good day to you. You're in Occitane. It is summertime. So first, your climate, which is perfect, and second, your harvest, which is perfect. What do you see now? Your daytime temperatures and your nighttime storms. Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, John. It is warm. It is not too warm. It is not too cool. It's very nice. So it's in the low 80s right this minute as I speak with you. It's a little bit humid, and we've been experiencing thunderstorms most nights. So when we're looking at the sun coming down, then we're getting the thunderstorms for a few hours on and off as they come through. And then you come out and it's warm the next day and not raining. So it's actually a perfect situation.
I ask about French thunderstorms. Are they accompanied by rolling thunder and lightning the way they are here in New England? Same stuff?
It's absolutely the same stuff. Big bangs are happening, and then you see the lights beforehand by a few seconds, and the time between the two tells you where they are as you look out over the hills. It's a standard thing, and it's actually very nice and very exciting.
I hear you getting used to being in paradise, Simon. So let's speak to the harvest. What is being harvested now? What is to come later on this summer? You're surrounded by the farmers.
Right. So the first crop that we've seen taken in so far this year is the hay crop. This is basically large, very tall grass that is chopped back, rolled up into bales, and then fed to cattle over the winter when it's needed. We haven't had any other crops harvested yet that I've seen. Wheat and sunflowers will be coming along fairly shortly. The wheat is high at the moment. It looks very healthy. The sunflower crop has got quite a way to go, a few more weeks, I would imagine. And vineyards have probably got a few more weeks too. Those are the main crops. There's also the cattle crops. And that will very much depend on how well those calves grow and how big they grow before they're sent off to slaughter. But that's what we're seeing around here, and it looks quite healthy.
Can you see the grapes on the vines?
No, not yet. I'm sure you could if you went really close and went into the field and pulled back some leaves and stuff. I'm sure they would be fairly obvious. But when the crop is ready to be taken and just really bursting to be taken, then you can see them from the road as you drive by. That isn't happening yet. I'm sure it will over the next few weeks.
This is Simon and John's tourist opportunities. So we're going to introduce the question post-COVID. This is the first summer post-COVID uniformly around the world. Do you see American tourists in nearby Albi where now and again you have a pastry?
Yes, we do see U.S. tourists. Of course, they're massively outnumbered by tourists from the rest of Europe, but that isn't any surprise. That's a normal thing. So, yes, U.S. tourists are coming. I have not seen any Chinese tourists yet. I'm sure they will show up at some point, but none at the moment.
Have you heard American English being spoken in the streets or in the shops? Are the Americans confident enough to try to step around their bad French and speak American in public?
I don't think many people have worry about having bad French. Certainly I don't. I have bad French when I speak it with my English accent, and Americans will be doing the same. I've mostly heard Americans speaking in American accents. I'm sure they're not embarrassed by that. It's who you are. You own it. You go out there. And mostly the locals are very, very happy to see people coming in from abroad.
And now the costs of all of this splendor. First, on energy costs, your petrol for your automobile and your electricity for the house. Have they changed in any direction?
Well, let's go with the diesel first, because that's fairly easy, which is how a lot of vehicles are powered in this area that I live in Occitane. The diesel is still at around €1.68 a liter. So times that by four and then add a little and you've got the dollar amount per gallon. Electricity jumped up a little bit, but it's still way, way, way lower than it was last August. It's €38 a megawatt hour. That's based on natural gas prices. That's way lower than that, almost 350, but it's still three times what it was pre-pandemic. So that's a bit of a lift. I guess the relief is that our heads have been banged against the wall so much about the price of electricity that now that it's less of a bang, it feels pretty decent.
And the question of energy, and we go immediately to food costs. Have you noticed any change? Because when we head back home to England, the month to month and year to year is alarming. Do you see it in France?
Not as bad as in the UK. It is edging up each month a little bit, but it's not the 16% that we're seeing in the UK. And that is quite a big rate of change for prices of food going up and up and up and up. So it's remaining relatively, I have to say, subdued. One of the things that really helps is that within the European Union, France is the biggest agricultural producer of any of the countries, and by quite a long way. So I think that's helping us quite a bit.
Now to Scotland. Two stories in Scotland. First, mortgage story. I read in the London press that mortgages have spiked to more than 6%. That is not alarming in American terms, but these are adjusted mortgages every 2 years, I believe, or every so often. And people who took those mortgages at much lower than six are now challenged with stark facts. So what we're looking at here is a UK that is in distress. Simon, how do you read it from the south of France?
Oh, absolutely. It's a UK in distress. It's a big crunch. I'm not saying it's a credit crunch, it's an economic crunch coming to the UK. And let me explain UK mortgages. The idea of getting a 30-year mortgage that's fixed for the entire period is not going to happen in the UK. Mostly you get a 2-year period, or maybe 3 years if you're very lucky, where you have a fixed rate. And after that, it resets quite frequently. And that can be as often as every month. And as it ratchets up, basically, it takes a bigger chunk out of your paycheck every month than it used to. And that is really going to hurt the economy. And there's been a lot of talk about that on the BBC. And eventually, this is also going to filter through to the rental sector, because landlords also borrow money to buy properties so that they can let them out. But they also need to cover the costs of higher interest rates. This is not going to end well.
To Scotland. In these last weeks, there's been disturbing news about the former First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, and her husband, both being detained for questioning about financial poor management, I believe is the most diplomatic way to say it. Right now, the SNP is in disarray. Do you expect that to continue, the Scottish National Party? And is that the opportunity that Labour says it is, in your opinion?
Yes, the Scottish National Party is in disarray. It's been a long time coming, and I don't see it getting any better. The number of paid-up members in the party has declined quite dramatically. I don't see that turning around anytime soon. You know, they did get some rough breaks, the COVID pandemic, but a lot of leaders had those rough breaks. And it is a great opportunity for the Labour Party, which is the centre-left party in the UK. They will definitely be able to snap up quite a lot of seats from the Scottish National Party. And part of that reason is that a lot of Scottish people really do not like the Conservative Party in any way and would never vote for it. So in the absence of the SNP being attractive, Labour basically is there and ready to snap up the votes and take control of the UK Parliament and particularly get a big, big win in Scotland.
Simon Constable, in the paradise of the south of France, I'm John Bowden.